every time you tell me, Angelique, you have to go to the studio, I'm the most miserable girl on this planet. I'm like,
it's not your
thing. I don't want to go there. I don't like your buttons. I don't like the air conditioning. I don't like the darkness. I just want to go out on stage and play. And this time, when we were done, I'm like, I want more.
Going back to her West African roots on the album Jin Jin brought out more than just music in Angelique Kidjo. Now, that renewed energy is free of the studio and taking the stage. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. Between being a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador and a Grammy nominee several times over, few artists have done quite as much as Angelique Kidjo to share the music of Benin with contemporary ears. But as she's quick to point out, the sounds of her home are tied to music of all genres. That's something she's proven throughout her career, from the Hendrix cover that really made her name here in the States to the Rolling Stones tune on the new album, Jin Jin. So it's music that's the universal language for Angelique, but when she spoke with host Claudia Marshall at a recent FUV live show, some translation was required.
Tell me a little bit about this new record, Jin Jin. It refers to bells ringing. What bells? What are we ringing? What are we ringing bells for?
The bell that I was talking about is the bell that you hear from churches around the world when Sunday, most of the time, you hear the bell from the church. But in my country, we hear bells most of the time, every day, pretty much. Because a lot of people don't know how to read the clock. For me, it represents a wake-up call to the whole world. Because the question is, where are we going? Are we going to be able to live in peace one day? Are we going to get there? Or are we going to fight again? Are we going to have another third world war? All those questions are in my mind because I have a child of 14 years old. And I worry about what's going on. So that's it. And also, a wake-up call for my continent. It's about time that we step in and make decisions for our own good and not playing the game of everybody else for our game.
So now is the time. Time for me to unwind. Take down the clock, ticking on the wall, so I can free my mind. Jin Jin, Lord I draw. Judge your morning while you are. Jin Jin, Lord I draw.
Yoruba is from Nigeria.
Right.
Fo and Gunwa pretty much the right. These language are, from the south.
These are all languages that
yeah,
you speak.
And Mina. In Mina is spoken in Togo and also in Ghana it's called Ewe, but it's the same language pretty much. And then English, French, German, and Portuguese.
Yeah, all right, give it up. I just barely speak English myself. You know, given that I don't always know what the words to the songs are, I feel like I understand your message.
That's what music is about, basically. When I was growing up in Benin and I was listening to Jimi Hendrix or James Brown or Jackson 5, Philly Sound, Stax Sound, all of those people, and the Rolling Stone on top of it. Benin is a French-speaking country. I didn't understand a word. But what was mattering to me was like, I like the sound of it, and I'm singing it. And I make up my own word. I'll be standing in the middle of the house screaming, I got doing, and everybody's like, can you shut up, please? We want to sleep here. I'm like, but I'm learning the song. And my brothers go, but that's not English. I say, I don't care.
Ooh, a storm is threatening my very life today. If I don't get some shelter, oh yeah, I'm gonna fade away. Yeah. Whoa, children, it's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Whoa, children, it's just a shot away.
Angelique Kidjo and her band recorded at the Cutting Room in Manhattan with a version of Gimme Shelter. To hear the complete FUV live performance and more, visit our online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.